Title: Automating Chorus Spread for Section Contrast Intermediate. Alright, today, we're going to do something that instantly makes drum and bass arrangements feel more professional. We're going to automate stereo width using chorus spread so your sections actually contrast. Because here is the truth in DNB, width is a weapon. If your verse is already huge and wide, your drop has nowhere to go. But if you keep the groove tight and controlled early on, then open the sides at the right moment, the drop feels massive without you even adding new notes. We're doing this with only Ableton Live Stock devices, Chorus Ensemble, Utility, EQ8, and optionally Auto Filter. And I'll show you a clean macro setup, so you're not drawing 10 automation lanes like it's a punishment. First, quick targeting rule, because this is where people wreck their mix. Chorus spread works best on mid and high content, synth tops, Reese harmonics, their high-passed, pads, atmospheres, rave stabs, and sometimes a break top layer. What you do not put chorus on is your sub-bass, and you do not put chorus directly on your main kick. DNB rule. Keep your kick and sub-mono, and let the tops go wide. So pick a few tracks that actually benefit from width. For example, Reese tops, a pad, a stab layer, maybe some effects. Select them and group them. Ctrl-D or Ctrl-G. Name that group music wide. The reason we're bussing this is simple. The drop needs a consistent stereo signature. When you widen everything individually, it gets messy fast, and you can't automate section contrast cleanly. On a bus, you can make one move and the whole music world shifts together. Now let's build the widening chain. On the music wide group, add devices in this order. First, EQ8. This is low-end protection. Turn on a high-pass filter. Start around 120 Hz with a 24 dB per octave slope. If your mix is busy, don't be scared to push that up to 150. The idea is that we're widening harmonics and air, not widening low-end energy that needs to hit the club system dead center. And here's an extra coach move that saves a lot of why does this feel foggy moments. Chorus loves to smear the low mids, especially around 150 to 500 Hz. So if your widened bus starts sounding like it's losing definition, add a gentle dip on EQ8 around 250 to 350 Hz. 1 to 3 dB, medium Q, around 1-ish. You'll be shocked how much that keeps the punch in the center. Next device. Chorus Ensemble. This is the vibe engine, the spread engine. Set the mode to chorus to start. Ensemble is even wider and denser, which can be gorgeous in breakdowns, but it can also overdo it in a busy drop, so we'll start with chorus. Now settings. Keep the rate slow. Something like 0.25 to 0.6 Hz. Slow chorus reads as width and smoothness. Fast chorus reads as wobble, and in DNB, your bass is often already moving, so you don't want motion fighting motion. Amount. Try 20 to 45%. Delay 1 and delay 2, around 8 to 15 milliseconds. Feedback. Keep it low. 0 to 10%, because higher feedback gets metallic and can pull focus from your groove. Dry wet. Keep it subtle. 10 to 30%. For rolling Reese tops, often the sweet spot is lower dry wet, but still a decent amount, so you get spread without turning it into obvious chorus. Then after chorus ensemble, add utility. Turn on width and set it to 100% to start. Utility is going to be our main automation control, because it's easy, predictable, and fast. Now we build the macro system, so this becomes a performance instrument instead of a tedious editing job. Select EQ8. Chorus Ensemble, and Utility, then CMD or Ctrl-G to put them into an audio effect rack. Macro 1 is Spread. Map it to Utility Width. Set the macro range from about 70% up to 160%. That gives you tight verse all the way to big drop, without instantly pushing into the danger zone. Macro 2 is Chorus Mix. Map it to Chorus Ensemble Dry Wet. Set the range from 5% to 35%. We want control, not chaos. Macro 3. Optional, is movement. Map it to the chorus rate. Range something like 0.2 Hz to 0.8 Hz. This is mainly for breakdowns and sparse moments. In the main drop, we usually keep rates slower so it feels stable. Now the fun part. Automation, section contrast, real DNB arrangement thinking. Go to Arrangement View. Hit Tab if you're in Session View. Then press it to show automation lanes. Let's set some section targets. Treat these like starting points, not laws. For your verse or roll section, keep it tight and controlled. Spread around 75 to 95%. Chorus mix around 5 to 12%. This makes the groove feel direct and centered, which sets up the drop. For the pre-drop lift, over 4 to 8 bars before the drop, we're going to ramp. Bread ramps from about 90% up to 140%. Chorus mix ramps from about 10% up to 25%. And if you want that classic tunnel opening feeling, add auto filter before the chorus in the chain. Automate the cutoff from around 300 Hz up to 8 or 12 kHz as you approach the drop. It's not just brighter. It's psychological. The listener feels the stereo field and the spectrum opening at the same time, which screams something big is coming. Now for the drop. Wide but stable. Spread sits around 120 to 150%. I'd be careful above 160 unless it's a very airy layer or a breakdown. Chorus mix around 15 to 25%. And keep rate on the slower side, about 0.25 to 0.5 Hz, so it feels like width, not seasickness. For the breakdown, you can go lush. Spread can live around 140 to 170%, depending on the sound. Chorus mix 20 to 35%. Rate can go up a bit, 0.5 to 0.8 Hz, because there's more space and less competing motion. But here's a teacher tip that people skip. Level compensate. Wider often feels louder, even if it isn't technically louder. So when you push spread and chorus mix up, consider trimming the bus by -0.5 to -1.5 dB. That way you're judging bigger as in impact and size, not bigger as in volume trickery. Also, automate in moves, not constant wiggles. D&B grooves like stability. Make intentional width changes at phrase boundaries, fills, call and response moments, the last bar before the drop. If you're drawing a new curve every bar, it usually ends up feeling unfocused. Now I want to give you an optional pro workflow, parallel width. This is how you get huge stereo without washing out the core. On the music wide group, make an audio effect rack with two chains. Chain A is dry core. Put a utility on it, width at 100%. Keep this as your anchor. Chain B is wide top. Put EQ8 first, high pass at 200 Hz with a 24 dB slope. Then chorus ensemble with a slightly stronger dry wet, maybe 20 to 40%. Then utility width at 140 to 180%. Now map a macro called width blend to the chain volumes. As you turn it up, the dry core can dip slightly from 0 dB down to around -6 dB, while the wide top comes up from negative infinity to around -8 dB. You're blending in width rather than forcing one chain to do everything. This is one of the cleanest ways to keep the drop punchy, because your core stays stable and your sides provide the excitement. If you want to go even cleaner, there's an advanced rack idea, side-only chorus. Make two chains again. One chain is MID core, utility width at 0%, forcing mono. The other is side-MOD, utility width at 200%, EQ8 high pass at 250 to 400 Hz, then chorus with stronger settings. Blend them. Your center becomes bulletproof, and the sides do the dancing. Now, a quick transition trick that hits ridiculously hard in D&B, the pre-drop suck-in. In the last quarter bar or half bar before the drop, instead of widening, snap your spread narrower for a moment. Like pull it down to 90 or even 80% briefly. Then on the downbeat of the drop, instantly return to your wide setting, like 145. That micro contrast reads as impact. It's like the stereo field takes a breath and then slams open. Alright, before we wrap, we do the mono check. Non-negotiable. Add one more utility at the very end of the group. After everything, just for testing. While the drop plays, toggle mono on and off. If your hook disappears or collapses dramatically, reduce utility width first. Then reduce chorus dry wet. Then reduce chorus amount. And if the groove loses low-end impact when you toggle mono, that means your widening is bleeding low frequencies. Raise the high pass before the chorus, maybe to 150 or even 200 for the widened chain. Another extra stability move, after the chorus, add EQ8, switch it to M/S mode. On the side channel, high pass around 150 to 250 Hz. Even if you already high passed earlier, this is like an extra safety lock. It keeps sides clean and keeps your mid punch intact. Now let's do a quick 15-minute practice so this becomes muscle memory. Load a simple D&B loop, drums, sub, and one musical layer like a Reese or pad. Put the tops, not the sub, into the music wide group. Build the chain. EQ8 high pass 120, chorus ensemble, utility. Group it into a rack and make the macros. Spread 70 to 160, chorus mix 5 to 35. Then automate. 8 bars of verse at about 85% spread and 8% chorus mix. 4 bars of pre-drop ramp up to around 145 spread and 22 chorus mix. 16 bars of drop at around 135 spread and 18 chorus mix. Do the mono toggle. If it collapses badly, pull width down 10 to 20%, or raise the high pass to 150 to 200. Your deliverable is a quick 32-bar bounce, where the drop feels wider than the verse without losing punch. That's the whole game. Contrast. Control. Translation. Recap to lock it in. Keep kick and sub mono. Widen the tops. Use a bus chain. EQ8 high pass into chorus ensemble into utility. Use macros so automation is fast and musical. Automate section contrast. Narrow verse. Ramp wider pre-drop. Stable wide drop. Lush breakdown. And always mono check. Because clubs don't care how wide it sounded in your headphones if it disappears in mono. If you tell me what you're widening, like Reese tops, pads, stabs, or break tops, and whether you're making a roller, neuro, or jungle-leaning tune, I can suggest exact macro ranges and a bar-by-bar automation curve that fits your groove.